Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in a whole mixture of Jewish music. The second hour, as you know by now, is strictly Chazanis. And the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis. In the background, we hear the wonderful version of Tsena, 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 Tsena. And to my dear listeners, I wish to make this comment, this confession, and this statement. Over the years, you know, this has been my theme song for over 30 years. I think when I started FMU in 1977, it was already my favorite song. Through my unintentional unawareness for all these years, this theme song, my signature tune, was in fact a duly copyrighted, protected composition, Tsena, 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 by Issachar Miron, who was represented by the world's largest publisher, EMI Music, as well as by ASCAP, the Copyright Society of the United States, and ACUM, the Copyright Society of Israel. And, of course, Issachar Miron owns the duly effective and valid copyrighted ownership of Tsena, 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 Tsena. So to my friend, my newfound friend, Issachar Miron, please accept my apology and my thanks for allowing me to continue to use Tsena, 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 Tsena as my signature tune, my theme song. And I certainly am sure that you will accept my apology. Thank you. I wish to let you, my listeners, know that there will be a special program with an interview with Issachar Miron. We have been discussing it, and we're on our way. In another week or two, I will have this fascinating, fascinating interview. Very, very extraordinary life, and I'm sure it's something that you will all enjoy. Again, Issachar, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get on with the music, and our first selection will be Avraham Fried with Kol Rina. Avraham Fried.
No, Rino Vishu, Corino Vishu, Obiole, Tadikin, Oiler, Hino, Rino Vishu, Corino Vishu, Obiole, Tadikin,
Corino Vishu, Corino Vishu, Obiole, Tadikin, Corino Vishu, Corino Vishu, Obiole, Tadikin,
Yemini, Minashe, Moisoko, Yil. Hashem roi meyim o ayay yemin min Hashem oy sofo yil yemin yemin Hashem roi meyim o ayay yemin min Hashem oy sofo yil yemin yemin Hashem roi meyim o yemin Hashem oy sofo yil oy sofo yil. Hashem roi meyimo ayay yemin yemin Hashem oy sachoyil yemin yemin Hashem roi meyimo ayay yemin yemin Hashem oy sachoyil yemin yemin Hashem roi meyimo yemin Hashem oy sachoyil oy sachoyil.
Ay, 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 ay,
be shuo wo be yole tsadiki
hainer
hinari na be shuo karina be shuo be yole tsadiki yemi yemi nashe moy sakhavil yemi yemi nashe roy me yimo ayay yemi yemi nashe ay sakhavil yemi yemi nashe roy me yimo ayay yemi yemi nashe moy sakhavil yemi yemi nashe roy me yimo Hashem, oy sachavoyil, oy sachavoyil, yemin Hashem, oy sachavoyil, ah, oy sachavoyil.
The exciting voice of Avram Fried. Well, I don't know if many of you read the New York Post, but today's letters to the editor, the headline, Mayor in the Middle, Mike's Masquerade. And guess who the first letter is printed there? Okay, yes, it was my letter. Very quickly, dear editor, your editorial, December 29th, correctly details, quote, Mike's Musk myopia, end of quote. Pressure by the mayor and his administration was unduly used on the community board and the landmark commission. Mayor Bloomberg still doesn't get it. The issue is not whether Muslims have the right to build the mosque, but whether or not it is the right thing to do. I can just picture thousands of Muslims bowed in prayer, overflowing from the mosque onto the site of the Ground Zero Memorial. It will be a fitting reminder of Bloomberg's reckless and insensitive handling of the mosque issue. Charlie Bernhout, Manhattan. Well, I didn't get any attacks yet from that letter, but that was that. Now, yes, it's a new year. I know it's not the Jewish New Year, but it's a calendar new year, and I'm going to be starting something, or I'm going to try to start something a little different. For this week, it'll be during the first hour, and perhaps we'll try it out on the second hour in the future, or the first and the second hour. If you have listened to my program over the years, you know that I always took phone calls and played them over the air live. And it's always a little chancy because you never know who's going to be calling. But I have figured out how to do it. If you would like to just schmooze for a couple minutes, just to give an opinion or comment or whatever, go to you're on the computer now, email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. You know that by now, cbjmusic@aol.com. Believe it or not, I've learned how to see the email while I've got all this hooked up to the computer. I didn't realize I could receive email while I'm broadcasting. And just say, just give me your name and your phone number, any place in the world, and I will call you right back, and we'll have a schmooze. Okay, you got that? cbjmusic@aol.com. We'll give it a shot. We'll see if anybody's listening. So let's go back to the music at Mordechai Ben David with Mor Oshiv, Big MBD.
Hashem, amov so lachasidah.
השם כי אני עבדך אני עבדך בן עמוסך אני עבדך בן עמוסך פיתחת למויסי רב
Well, we started with Mordechai Ben David, with Avram Fried and the big MBD, the famous duo. Well, I think we have our first caller. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Charlie.
Julian.
Charlie, how are you?
Okay, I'm having a little problem with the phone. It sounds, I don't know that this pickup is going to work. Julian, I have to put it back on another line. Julian, I'll call you right back. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Charlie.
Okay, but are you close to the phone? Because it's coming through as a echo.
No, I'm close to the phone right now.
Okay, I thought
hold
I'd be
on,
able to
let me
work
take
this,
the other phone.
To my listeners, bear with me a second. Julian, I'll call you right back. Okay, unfortunately, it wasn't coming through clear. I don't know why. Let's go on to Dov Levine with Saparu, and we'll see if I can solve the problem.
Saparu. Jane. kon enoyni sapru bakoyim ki voydoy kon am mitli oyso ki kon na shem me hulon yoy no yo ku kon enoyni
Zaparu, that was Dov Levine. And now I think I have everything all set. Good evening, Julian.
Good evening, Charlie. How are you?
Okay, so you're the first of the new experiment of listeners calling in live. I hope that it be... I hope so. I hope so. Tell us, you were a guest Chazonis lover way back from the beginning.
Diamond and my experiences with Oliver Diamond, and then when he was in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, he remains one of my favorites. Of course, I have so many favorites. What can I tell you?
Yes, to Earl Rosenblatt.
Well, I'm glad you were one of the early ones to take heed of my notice about the tickets for the February 20th.
My pleasure. It sounds real exciting.
Yes, yes, it's going to be a sellout, so I just want to tell my listeners that it isn't going to be too early. I'm going to be sending out a lot of emails and letters this week telling you how to order the tickets, but right now there are a few tickets left. Julian, where were you this past...
And really get those few tickets.
Yes. Yes. This Friday. This Friday night, Hank Shankoff is going to be speaking at Park East, and I know Helfgott will be there on Shabbos.
Helfgott's going to be there for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, it should be an interesting Shabbos, to say the least. Okay, so do you have anything that's going on in the five towns with Kozonis or in the neighborhood?
Kozonis in the five towns has gone to Florida. People here just leave and leave me here, and then they come back in June, and generally Harris has a big concert.
Well, and then there's the Exodus to... Yeah.
That's where Helfgott has been the last 3 years, and I understand he's looking to come back to be with Joel Kaplan again.
Well, I spoke to Joel, and Helfgott will be there, and you and I will be there, I'm sure.
Absolutely. That's generally the first Tuesday in June.
Yeah.
It's usually always a sellout.
Yes. Yes, always exciting, and it's good to see that happen, you know, to see a shul that's so committed,
yeah,
and the members. Anyway, I appreciate your call, and for any other listener who just wants to give a call and say hello or schmooze, you can go to...
I tell your listening audience that the archive is wonderful, and you can carry it all over with you. I just get a little yearning for Chazanish. I turn on, especially like last week's program was phenomenal. And I emailed you, and yes, you can email Charlie during the 2 hour program because he does respond.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you. It's always good to hear from you, Julian. Look forward to seeing you on Shabbos.
Take care, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay. Shalom. Okay, so again, if you would like to just say hello or schmooze a little bit, email me right now while you're listening at cbjmusic@aol.com. Just give me your name and phone number, and I'll call you back, and we'll put you on the air. Okay, let's go back to Avram Fried, and this is Kaylee.
Ki me yo ilo me ya deko Vejo i deko Eloi kan, eloi kan Jarroi me meko Hashem ki toi Ki le yoilom Le yoilom Chas doi Hoidu Hoidu Hashem ki toi Ki le yoilom Chas doi Ki lecho Shimcha Noel Ezamein Ki meyo ilom Beyado ilom Ato, ato Keyo Ki lecho Toim Leoyos Ud Shimcha Noel
Avram Fried again with Kaylee. Well, we haven't heard from the Piamentes for quite a while. Let's hear Hora with the Piamentes.
Let's
Well, we have to get in while the getting's good. Good evening, Yankee Lemmer. Yankee. I hope this is working. Can you hear me now? Okay, I'm having a little problem with the phones. I'll have to work this out, but tell me, how have you been?
Oh, Hashem, everything's been great lately.
I know we're getting set for our big debut on February 20th.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And I'm glad that you approved of the flyer that we just created.
Oh, yeah, I love the retro style. It's really cool.
Well, you know me, I'm retro. What can I tell you?
Yeah, that's what's in today.
Yes. Now, tell us, I know you've got a lot of concerts coming up. How about giving a notice to my audience?
Let's see. In time order.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, Mi'at Hashem. Tuesday evening in Tel Aviv. Chabad Tabut Tel Aviv is with Sobol. There's a big concert there with the Israel Philharmonic.
Wow.
Yeah, the subject of the concert is Hasidic songs.
Uh-huh.
And it should be very exciting. And I'm actually sitting here and rehearsing now for it.
Well, I hope you better rehearse. Because you got, I hope you find time to rehearse for us.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Right after that, we're leaving to the cruise. All the many Chazanim are leaving to the cruise on the 16th through the 23rd, and the 23rd, January 23rd at night, there's a big concert in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh really?
Yeah, the Who's Who will be there. Everybody
well,
will be there.
Well, I know some people just want to get on a plane and just be there. It's supposed to be a wonderful event every year.
Yeah, your good friend Alan Feinberg is going to do that.
Oh, yes, he did tell me. He did tell me he's going to do that. That's great. And are there any concerts between then and February 20th?
I skipped something. Actually, before the 16th, after I come back from Israel, I'll be davening in the Young Israel Avenue. Where is it? Millstrom Avenue.
Uh-huh.
That's a shame, yeah. They're having their 25th anniversary.
Interesting.
So I'll be davening there. And Matzah Shabbos, they're making a Malav HaMalka, which I'll also be singing at in the palace.
In where?
The hall. It's a hall that's called the Palace.
Oh, the Palace. Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm glad you're keeping very busy, and it's exciting. It's exciting to know that. Yes. This trio, you know how excited I am about the trio, and how pleased I am.
We're all excited. It's something different. It's something fresh. It's a change from what we've been hearing. We've been hearing mostly, you know, cover songs that, you know, everybody's doing the same pieces, but to compose new pieces, people want to hear those old pieces. So what we're doing is we're making a new arrangement of the old pieces, and arranging it for three voices.
Yeah.
And the results are astounding. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really, really a special, special product.
I agree. By the way, for some of the listeners, I know you have one CD out, but you have a lot on YouTube. And I think you have about 30 selections on YouTube.
I don't know. I lost count.
Oh, I got to learn how to download from YouTube so I could play more on the show.
Okay.
I don't know if that's kosher, but
yeah, if you have my consent, it's kosher.
Okay. Anyway, so have much success next week in Israel. I'm sure it'll be very exciting, and that cruise sounds like it's a wonderful event of about 15 or 16 of the greatest cantors in the world, and look forward to your return and to February 20th.
Yep, same here. Thank you so much, Charlie. It's great talking.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay, shalom. Yeah, yeah. So that was Yankee Lemmer. And again, for those of you who, if you just want to give a call and just have a little bit of a schmooze, simply email me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and give me your phone number. I'll call you right back. Okay, let's get back to the music. And we're at Dove Hoffman again. No, that was Dove Levine. Dove Hoffman with Vesane.
Sau mein bunnim, sau mein bunnim, geit geit der dein. Lei yo de kho, mir müssen de yidu, dir va av va va bo. Sau mein bunnim, geit geit der ko, va 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 le yo de kho, mir müssen de yidu, dir va
That was Dove Hoffman, and let's hear a Hallel medley, Dove Hoffman.
Go! Mama be low shoulders. Home on the spin in the roads. Shamai move
over.
We call Shemelite you. Mama be low shoulders. Home on the spin in the roads. Shamai.
Dov Hoffman. Let's go to a, well, I was going to say golden oldie, but is 1984, does that sound like it's so old? Well, it's 26 years ago. Yeah, I guess that's an oldie. This is from the Journeys album, and it's a classic of theirs. I'm sure you hear it. I think Nakam has it as one of his closing songs on Friday morning for Shabbos. It's time to say good Shabbos, the classic Journeys selection.
The sun is going down, it's shining through the trees. Another week's gone by, become a memory. So throw away your hammer, there's nothing left to do. Go on home and find a gift that's waiting there for you.
Oh, it's time to say good Shabbos, 'cause all your work is done. Gonna spend the day together with the Holy One. Say a special blessing on a cup that's filled with wine. Man and his Creator, it's a very special sign.
Your candles will be burning, they'll fill your home with light. Singing songs of Shabbos well into the night. So throw away your hammer, there's nothing left to do. Go on home and find a gift that's waiting there for you.
Oh, it's time to say good Shabbos, 'cause all your work is done. Gonna spend the day together with the Holy One. Say a special blessing on a cup that's filled with wine. Man and his Creator, it's a very special sign.
Family, you'll study and you pray. Why not wait till after Shabbos? All those nails won't rot away. So throw away your hammer, there's nothing left to do. Go on home and find the gift that's waiting there for you. Oh, it's time to say good Shabbos, 'cause all your work is done. Gonna spend the day together with the Holy One. Say a special blessing on a cup that's filled with wine. Man and his creator, it's a very, 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 very special sign.
I like that. I'm sure you do also. That's very smooth. Very, very smooth. Okay, let's go back 40 years now to 1970. Well, that's an oldie. Really, I think of oldies, I think of the 30s. But this is Ron Eliron, Golden Songs of Israel. It's an album that was put out by his manager, Art Delugoff of the Village Gate. How's that for a little bit of history? Do you remember the Village Gate? First selection we hear is Haderech Le'elat. This is better known to American audiences as a rather wild horror, but is here transformed by the singer into graceful lyric. In 1948, the road to Eilat was a long series of holes in the ground. Today, instead of sand in the eyes, the Sabras have modern roads on which to look and travel. As the song prophesies, Eilat is a large modern city, an important port and gateway to the Red Sea. So let's go back and hear Aron Eliron, Haderech Le'elat.
Shayara pona elata al midbar ha'erev ra chol me'al v'chol milmata zot haderech le'elat chol me'al v'chol milmata zot haderech le'elat Eilat, Eilat, Eilat on nivnech kir v'em v'minvar Eilat, Eilat, Eilat ad kiryat ha'plaim l'machar Shayara obra doheret המרחב סביב ילהט זאת הדרך אינה אחרת זאת הדרך לאלר זאת הדרך אינה אחרת זאת הדרך לאלר אילת, אילת, אילת עוד נבנה חיר ואם במנבר אילת, אילת, אילת עד קריית הפלאים למחר. אילת, אילת, אילת עוד נבנה חיר ואם במנבר אילת, אילת, אילת עד קריית הפלאים למחר שיירה פונה אילתה על מדבר הערב רע כל מעל וכל מלמטה זאת הדרך לאילת כל מעל וכל מלמטה זאת הדרך לאילת
Well, that was Ron, Eli Ron, with Al HaDerech Le'Eilat, and very pleased to have with me on the phone as part of this new feature where we have live call-ins, our dear friend Alan Steinberg. Hello, Alan.
How are you, Charlie? The soul, you rock, the festival. The man, the myth, and the legend, the living legend.
Thank you. What's the latest with Chazonis?
Well, I have to tell you, Charlie, as many of your listeners know, I am a complete pro football freak, and this is the time of the year where I am preoccupied with playoffs, but there's one thing that even supersedes that, and that's Clemson Nutt, and a lot is going on. First of all, Chaim Appler has come up with a new CD, and my wife, Lynn, is in Israel, heard him down at the Great Synagogue this Shabbat, and went over to Oscar Shapiro, who is a very big muffler at the Great Synagogue, and introduced herself as my wife, and he says, yes, I have this ongoing debate with your husband about it's your minor health care, because as you know, I think he is Chazon HaDor, and they had an interesting discussion, let me put it that way.
Right.
But Lynn is bringing me home and gets to show him tomorrow morning the new CD of Chaim Adler, which was done with Mordechai Sobel.
Okay.
So I look forward eagerly to listening to it. I have a political meeting with someone tomorrow, but as soon as that's over, the rest of the day I will be spending in my consulting business in preparation for my next semester at Monmouth as a professor, listening to the golden tones of Chaim Adler with Mordechai Sobel. In addition to that, and this is my ultimate dedication to Chazon Nutt, there is going to be a super concert in Fort Lauderdale in January, Sunday, January 23rd. Now, that concert starts at 7:30. Now, the AFC playoff game that day starts at, I believe it is, around 6:30. I will have to miss the game, and my beloved Pittsburgh Steelers may be in that game, but I have to DVR set. So the next day, I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale at that time. But Chazon Nutt supersedes pro football. I'll have to wait until the next day to watch the particulars of the game. I'll watch the NFC playoff at 3 o'clock. But I would not miss this concert for the world because it is sort of the all-star game of concerts.
Yes.
You're going to have Chaim Adler. You're going to have my dear friend, Yucky Lemmert. You're going to have also Natanael Herzpick. I think his father's there. You're going to have Dudu Fischer, Avi Albrecht.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a
my father and my mother-in-law. How's that for a combination?
Wow. Yaakov Stark will be there also.
Yaakov Stark,
yes.
my dear friend. It's going to be amazing.
Alan, by the way, I'm very pleased that you purchased your tickets already for February 20th. I wanted to make sure that...
Well, I wouldn't miss that for the world, and that's after football season, so I'm going that day with a absolute total dedication, and my wife's birthday is the 17th, so that's a good way to celebrate her birthday.
Oh, terrific, terrific. So listen,
that is going to be the concert, that is going to be the... It's going to be the debut of debuts. And these are the three Hall of Fame young Chazonim with Yankee Lemmer and Zevi Moller and also Shimmy Miller. I can't wait. I heard them do the pre-debut at the home of Miles Berger, and what a great afternoon it was.
Yes, it was superb. So listen, have yourself a great trip to Florida, and I look forward to perhaps you'll share some of your experiences with the audience when you come back.
And I'm going to be at Pardis this weekend to hear Itchermeyer Health God. So
yes. Well, I'll be
there. The greatest thing. It's even greater than pro football.
Well, I'll be there also, and I'll be there Friday night to see what our friend Hank Shankoff has to say.
Yes, I'll be there Friday night as well. Here,
okay, look forward to seeing
the impresario, Charlie Bernhardt.
Thank you so much, Alan. And say hi to Lynn when she comes home. Thanks.
I certainly will.
Okay, shalom. Okay, so I think we have time for one more quick selection, and this will be Orcha Bamidbar, which talks about the unique quality and beauty and loneliness of the desert and a caravan that's going by. We're back to Ron Eli Ron.
Oh, σε μόλ. Ράκε χόλ βαχόλ. Για τσίχυ μην βάλε.